Welcome to part two of Cited. We are just getting started.
Can I ask a question, please?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I know you're here to ask questions.
Of course.
If you get word from somebody from Cardi's team that she wants to come sit in this chair and y'all talk y'all shit out, do you do it? And if I was your, I would be like, yes. We're going to get the motherfucking ratings. We're going to get the biggest interview. Like,
this is the thing about me. Once we have a physical interaction, we can't ever be cool, right?
You and the girl.
Me and another person having a physical altercation. So since a little girl, my dad, I was a daddy's girl. My dad always told me, once you exchange blows with someone, you never ever go back from that, because especially once you beat them, right?
Mm.
Because deep down inside, regardless of what they said, they want their look back.
And that's why I love daddies.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I just wish black women knew. I know you don't want to hear everything we got to say, and I know a lot of us are getting your nerves, but men being around really prepares women, can prepare the family for the world.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's like, I just love that your dad said that. And I'm mm-hmm. and I, like I said, I don't know if Cardi's dad's around, if he's
mm-hmm.
in life,
right,
whatever it is, but he obviously ain't teaching her.
Yeah.
They're Spanish, so he might.
It
might be a different thing.
Yeah.
Like, we be where we from.
Right,
you know?
Right.
She might just be honored. But my point is, once you enter the business realm, once you doing something can make someone rich, like once, like if you just chill on your couch, somebody come in your house and trip up and get rich, you need to sit the down and be
mm-hmm.
careful as and that's what I would say to her.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
if we was together and we land and you like Cardi call, you like, I gotta think about it. No, she don't. Set it up. I'll make sure, because a man would tell you, look, this is groundbreaking.
Right.
This is big for TV. Now, if she wanted to do it on somebody else's platform, we ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We ain't gonna come to a neutral space.
I also think that she's not mature enough to even to articulate her sentences and make to have a conversation. Just a bunch of, you know what I'm saying, a bunch of nonsense. So I'm not in a nonsense space. You know what I'm saying? But I give what you're saying on a business perspective, but it would be very WWE of me to have a conversation, because there's nothing to talk about.
You know,
but you can just go straight, walk straight and head to where you're going.
I'm gonna say something to you. I love Gayle.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah's Gayle. Gayle King. I only love her because how she handled R. Kelly. What y'all trying to do to me? And she like, Robert, like a school teacher. And what I'm telling you is that if we was like, I think couples should plot together, talk together. That's what it's about. Us against the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, I don't give a if she, I would know your triggers, obviously. If your triggers, your grandma firm, right? Grandma firm, don't you say nothing about grandma firm. I'm going to sit down with you and be like, your grandma firm ain't and see how you react. Because I'm like, as long as you can bring her to the stage and show the world she's a clown and you're not, you won. That's the power. So it's like, scream, I want to fight. It's like,
but would you sit next to someone like that? I'm not going to let you catch me off guard like that. So how are we sitting?
I will be honest. This is another thing. I'm just telling you, like, let us swing. We got it on camera now.
Now we gonna
go viral and we gonna get paid. Like, take that punch, my nigga. You done took worse in the streets. You done dealt with worse in the streets. That's how I look at it. Like, less.
But that would mean I would have to press charges.
No.
And that would mean I would have to file a lawsuit.
No.
I definitely never in life.
And if you don't want to do it, like, I'm this type of.
You gonna do it.
I'm gonna get cited to do
Wait.
It. We own cited. She didn't want to do it, but cited it. You came on our set. Dog, let me tell you something. That's why I say I hate the music industry, but I love my family way more.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like, I'm not going to let none of y'all stop Lorraine. My mother lives in a mansion. She has a Range Rover. It's all paid off. My mother tells you, I wish the fuck I would work. That's a Bronx mama. Am I not
that's right?
I wish the fuck I would work, that being my son.
Expectations
and not only that, him taking care of everybody else.
Okay.
Everybody else getting nice cars. When I bought them cars in January. My mom's birthday in February. She's like, we're going to get me a Range Rover too. And I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what a man does for the people he loves.
I know that's
And
right.
a man protects, he provides, he does mm-hmm. all these things. And for me, I hope people understand what I'm saying. It's like, by the way, I think you're brilliant, but sometimes you need to tell you, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this money.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go on vacation right after.
Right.
We have the jet waiting. Because we know this gonna go viral. Just take it for a few minutes and
go. I would never in my life sign a complaint against anybody.
Listen. When Cassie went to Puff Daddy and said, here's the book of 30 million.
But she don't have no, she don't stand for nothing.
I'm just saying, the point is that
Cassie don't stand for nothing.
My point is that they didn't have to go to court for her to get paid.
But she ended up taking a stand on him.
Yeah, that was why.
The feds would have had to lock me up. I would have been in there with him before I would have took the stand with him.
With that. More of that.
He paid. Are you kidding me? I'm not sitting here. Lock me up. I'll bail out. You can't even do all of this without my help. I'm not doing it. I am not doing it.
Sometimes you need something for the record.
For the record.
Listen, sometimes you need something for the record. And mm-hmm. and that, just the document. Like I love that you pulled the phone out. Perfect. We got the document already. You want us to use this or not? Send me a check for the distress you put me through.
Right, the pain and suffering.
Here's a video, or I'm leaking.
Right. You know what I mean? That's different. I love it. So I just think that that's the difference between those type of women that do it and a lot of black women. We do a terrible job at, you know, it's the think about all the videos that you're seeing of us. It's the twerking. It is literally like. Saying hello.
Come on.
It doesn't matter if a woman has a gown on. She's going to turn around and clap her ass, right? This is what everybody does. And then the hookah. You're blowing the hookah smoke in the video. You're rapping the lyrics. It's the same with us. I think that we could want the things that we want, but we got to find another way to make ourselves a little bit more interesting and make people speak better of us because of how we carry ourselves. It's the same. Everybody wants to emulate the disgusting Ari Fletchers that want to talk crazy and curse you out and not evolve as women. We all want what we want.
I think that that's bad also. And the reason why, see, my only issue is that, like, when I was a kid, Michael Jordan was the most famous black man in the world. If you cared, you knew his wife's name was Juanita, but nobody gave a f*** what Juanita thought. Nobody gave a f*** what she had on. Nobody was looking at Juanita's outfit, right? She was being a wife and a mother to my, now, you know, Savannah James walking around. Everybody wouldn't know what they wouldn't know what the kids is doing. So there's a bigger interest in all aspects of us, period. So I get what you're saying, but like to me, I blame society. So even when you said that about women, the first thing I say to myself is men f*** that up. Mm. Men f*** that up. The one thing that men do good is basically say women are f***ed up because you'll say, I want a 6 foot man, six pack, this, money, this. And men would be like, that's bullshit. But I don't think that because I mean, I ain't 6 feet. I don't have a six pack, but I got other things that I feel like make up for. So that doesn't offend me. But if mm-hmm. you ain't got it, you offend it. Right. So to me, I say men. But men, on the other hand, we allow women to be pieces of shit. Our problem is, if she got a fat ass, she can say whatever she wants to us. I don't know the Ari girl, but every time I see her talking to men, it's not, it's like, y'all come in the gym, it's like, she don't give a fuck about y'all. Mm-hmm. So why the fuck do we care about her? Mm-hmm. She got a fat ass. And that's what makes dumb. Mm-hmm. And we gotta start celebrating good women again. We don't have enough Claire Huxtables in the world right now. Like, men allow, the same way women allow rich to get away with shit, men allow fine to get away with shit too. These YNs aren't teaching their women that they represent them. It's like being 23 with a whole lot of money. What the fuck you think gonna happen? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like, our community is messed up because black men are not leading. Mm. We're chasing y'all.
There you go. Leading y'all. There it goes. That's,
I don't know
why
I'm saying
one.
That. Our community is fucked up because black men are not leading. Mm-hmm. We're chasing. Mm-hmm. And once I started leading, they started chasing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great, great point.
Thank you.
So you have talked a lot about relationships online. What is your status?
Oh my God, I've never been asked that before. Mm-hmm. I'm in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in a relationship.
Looking a little stuck.
I've never said this ever in my life out loud.
Okay.
Especially on camera, not even on my show. I've been in a relationship with two women for 7 years now. Living together, houses, kid, like, I've never said it on record. I hope, like, I feel like I didn't even ask them for permission. Because I've never talked, this is like big, I've never talked about this. It was like a secret for years. Like, I just, if you follow me on Instagram and you really follow me, you follow my story, you'll kind of figure out, like, he's in the same place, and he's, you know, so it's kind of there. But yeah, so I'm really passionate about family, community, and just us as a whole winning. And I think the biggest thing missing in our community is the black man's voice, the black man's position, the black man's leadership. And I know that because everywhere I go, I have women that want to be with me. And I'm like, I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm saying that's never been my problem, women. It's because they are attracted to real men. So, you know, I've never said that on record. This is the first time ever, and I hope they don't kill me.
Okay.
I can't believe I said
that. Two of them. And do you guys have children?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have two with, yeah.
How many?
Two with, one has two, and I have two.
Okay. So it's four. And everybody's in the same house?
Yeah, my house is 14,000 square feet, 11 bedrooms.
Enough space for everyone?
Everybody.
Okay. In case you were wondering what my thought process is on that, I'm in full support of it, just so you know.
I knew it. I don't have to question that. You know, I can tell?
How?
Because when people focus on love, they're unrealistic. When people focus on the bottom line, they understand. Because you're an entrepreneur, you understand bottom line. So everybody's out there talking about, we're going to take a trip, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. You like, how much does it cost? Because you're the entrepreneur.
I think that it should actually be the future, in my opinion.
I do too. Yeah. You know, because you know what? We have to, see, here's what I say. It's not about ego. And I'm going to tell you why I did it. For me, every great man fell because of a woman, right? Every great man usually falls because of a woman. And I've seen men fall because they hold up, daddy got the girl around the corner. Everybody said that papa got the family around the corner. And I was just like, and by the way, my family was with it. That was like kind of every, you know, got side chicks. That was the game. And I just was like, I'm not going to go broke dealing with multiple women. And I knew they both wanted something different from me. So I sat them down. They was cool. I don't even f*** with cool chicks anyway. I only f*** with chicks that understand the world, not chicks that have something in their head of what the world is, but don't know how they're going to get there. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I know my man's supposed to buy me this, do this, do this. He's to take me here. And I'm like, baby girl, that like I know, you understand. She's a boss. Bosses understand. Sometimes you do what you have to do to win. And that's how I looked at it. I think poly life is how we all should be doing it. Because poly life is about economics. It's not about love. And if you only focus on love, like I always tell women, I don't let women love me with their heart. Don't love me with your heart. Love me with your brain. Because I'm going to break your heart. But your brain, I can make stronger. I can teach you how the world works. And eventually, your heart will love me like it is. So, yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah, I get it. I think it's the future. I think the problem is that people are so consumed with this this whole mindset of it's choose me and then it's just you and I for the rest of our lives until we die, which is literally going to make a man miserable. So he doesn't want to hurt you. He doesn't want to break your heart. And society says he's only supposed to be with one person. So now he's trying to conform to that. And he is going to cheat on you 100% no matter what, whether he gets away with it or not.
I want to explain that a little. We don't talk enough about why the man does what he does. Because people don't understand, like, different women bring out different versions of us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So some women brings out different versions. And that, like, you can see that in my dynamic. Like, one, I always say one appeals to the boy in me, the young man in me, and one appeals to the man in me. Right? When I have fun with, when I want to tell that funny joke, I'm going to call the silly. You know what I'm saying? But when I need to talk about what's happening in the house, I call the other one. And one person can't be it all for an ambitious person. Because an ambitious, like, on site could be worth $100 million. That ain't enough. You're like, let's get to $1 billion because you're ambitious. So for me, if you want a man that wants to conquer, he conquers for life. That's what he does. It doesn't make sense. You want him to buy all the cars in the world. You want to make all the money in the world, but you only want him to have one girl.
I don't think it's an ambitious thing. I think that the brokest in the world want multiple women to
But that's that's still ambitious, though. I still feel like I can do it. It still be like I can do it. I can pull it off. You know what I'm saying? Right. You still have to have that. It'd be weird, man. I don't get it.
I do. I want to make, because I'm sure these are going to be clips. So I want to be clear in my point that I do believe that it should be the future, but it's also a rich man's lifestyle. I do not think
I love it
that the man that works at the post office that's trying to figure out, you know, how to transfer the funds to make sure that the check from here lasts to the next one so that the lights don't get turned off, should think that he should have multiple women. I don't. Well, I think that you guys that are in a financial situation to where you're still figuring things out, that needs to not be your focus. Mm. That needs to be something that you aspire to once you reach the promised land.
I agree. And I think most men's problem is that I think dating is easy. I think the only reason why dating is hard is because we're not honest.
I agree.
Listen, when I sit down with somebody, I'll tell them what they, I'll tell any woman, I don't care. Hey, look, I'm f***ing tonight. Mm-hmm. It might not be you, but I'm going to get some f***ing tonight. I'm going to sit out for you. You ain't not eating tonight because of me. You're going to eat tomorrow, but I don't buy you nothing to eat, right? Well, I'm going to f*** tonight whether you f*** me or not.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't let nobody say that.
Me out. No. Let me deliver it. I'm trying not to make it sexy because it goes like this. Can I tell you the story what made me want to start dealing with two women?
Yeah.
Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
So I've always had women. So I was dealing with these other two women at the time. And
is it usually just two? You just pick two? That's not, I'm just
no,
asking.
No, no, no. I was bad. I was really bad. I would have sex with 3 to 5 women a day for 15 years.
Okay.
Like that was my thing. Like, mm-hmm. You know, most got to go to Magic, got to get some weed. I just want
Are you a sex addict?
I think I am.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
I've never said that on camera before.
In the future episode, we'll have a therapist come in and kind of get to the root of that.
I've done therapy. I know why I'm a sex addict.
Why?
The reason why I chased love so much was because I didn't have love as a kid.
Okay.
Like my relationship with my wife, who I've been with 18 years, is a lot like my relationship with my mother was. I was always trying to, I wanted her to know, you picked the right. The day I met her, I told her I was a janitor. And we met in the club, we went on a date, and then she was still liking me. And I took her to my house and she never left. I gave her some money, I said, this is yours now. Because I knew I was going to run it. I knew I was going to be a millionaire. I was just coming up and I was like, I just need somebody to have my kids. I wanted kids. And I trusted her. Like, I wanted my daughter to be like her. And she said, I want my son to be like you. And I'm like, let's have a baby. And she was like, you for real? 3 days meeting each other. I'm like, let's do it.
And she never left.
She ain't left. Hell no, she ain't left. Why would she? She tried to, but I'd be like, where you going? it's rare to find a man who has all the qualities that wants you that has money, has success, has cachet, has great sex and other things, can make you laugh, can teach you, but also can do those things. It's hard to find that in one man. Mm-hmm. So you need to find a way to be happy with this one man. Because mm-hmm. when I realized that she wasn't, when I needed, I would deal with other women. And we would talk about it. Like, that's my she the realest I've ever met in my life.
What's her sign?
Scorpio.
Okay. And the other one?
Capricorn.
Okay. And your sign?
Virgo.
Okay.
Okay. I'm a Virgo.
All right. So everyone's there. The kids are there. They get along with each other.
Yeah.
You guys all have an understanding. It's been years.
7. Going on 8.
Going on 8.
Matter of fact, it is 8 now. It's 2020. It's 8 years now.
I think that if like I was saying, if men were to be straightforward, there would be nothing to argue about or be upset about. Whether you choose to go along with it, you don't have to. There are some women that I think should, you know, keep the mindset of just being with just one person and that's it. And it's, everybody doesn't have to do the same thing. I just think it should be more of a normal thing.
I agree.
And the lying to me is what creates the chaos, the disrespect, the feeling betrayed.
The unsafety.
Yes.
You have to make her feel safe and she has to make you feel safe. I live in my truth. I work hard and I give my, like nobody works. Mm-hmm. Nobody has to work. Every house is paid off. Every car is paid off. And I ain't talking about Hondas. I spent $350,000 one day on cars for them. Like everything is paid off.
And are these black women?
I'm going to ask you what you think.
You give me that they're black women.
I love y'all.
Okay.
I love black women. I kill a with a black girl, but they are black women. I love black women.
Okay.
They are. I feel like if they wasn't, people would think that I'm weak. Mm. If I had two other race, they'd be like, oh, you only doing that because you got two other. It's like, no, I got two black girls, two fly ass, beautiful, sexy, powerful black girls, like who you wouldn't even think would be in them like that. But it's mm-hmm. just, it's the testimony of who I am as a man and how safe I've been allowed to make everybody in my life feel.
Round of applause.
Thank you.
I am in full support.
That's my only goal.
So listen, I interviewed the other day Michael Blackson, and he actually had a conversation with me about it.
I said to myself, you know what? I just don't want a girlfriend because I don't want to be lying to you. And then when Ryder came along, I said, listen, you know, she wanted to be in a relationship. I said, I will, but I'm do whatever I want. That's just me.
I felt like he was the first guest to be honest about the status of him and women. So now here you are coming in, another black man that's speaking his truth. Now he said he doesn't live, he doesn't have the setup you have, but he said that he basically has been unfaithful his entire life.
Since he's tired of it.
Yeah. He was tired of lying. He was tired of being unfaithful. He just wanted to be like, look, this is what it is. Have an understanding with the person he's with.
Yeah.
And they're good. So it was really cool. So I want to know, what's your toxic trait as a person?
Easy.
As well as, what's your toxic trait as a boss?
I think it's the same thing. And it is like, I don't believe in talking back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Either you it or you ain't.
Okay. So you are a dictator.
No, that's how I am. No. I'm just going to do what needs to be done. You got to understand.
So how was that a toxic trait?
That's what I said. As a like I famously tell everybody in the room, y'all might be the reasons y'all mom don't eat today, but y'all not gonna be the reasons my mom don't eat. So, mom. I am leaving with something.
But why would that be considered toxic?
Because in business. How you do one thing, how you do everything. So to me, it's not toxic to me, mm-hmm. but I can see how it's conflicting to someone. I am very easy. If I'm in a house or I'm anywhere and I say, man, I really want that. I just said it. By the way, anybody know me. If you say you want something, you got it. You could have said it on a Thursday, 6 years. I remember because I'm going to get it for you. That's how I am. So for me, it's like, I said, I want that. I'm going to get it. Who gonna make it happen for me? Oh, nobody go, okay, I'm gonna go get it myself. That's just, so to me, that feels toxic because I think the natural thing is to warn people, but I thought I was warning you and I said, get on your I'm gonna go do that.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. We learn about ourselves from people.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's nothing you can ask me about me that I don't know about me. That's why I'm so confident saying what I am. Am mm-hmm. I proud that I have two women? No. Because that's not how I wanted it to be.
Okay.
Because let me tell you why. I have to be honest. For the first 5 years, I lived privately. So I couldn't have been that proud of it because if I was proud of it, I would have been to put it out.
It's because people have made you feel like you're doing the wrong thing.
No, I'm worried about women attacking them. I don't care. I worry about them. Like, we are public figures. I get about 600 or 700 comments a day to me and 400 or 500 of it's telling me I ain't shit and they hate me. That don't bother me. I don't want nobody to bother them.
Okay.
Because they made a decision that was best for them. And people are so judgy, so yeah.
Okay, I get it. I get it.
So for me, I never put it out there, but now we're in the OnlyFans stage and everybody's doing it.
I was
saying,
people that have the most opinion be the first ones that would be right there like, can I have the second room?
But you know what it is though? I also noticed that a lot of men didn't invite me places.
Mm.
Or they would tell me, you could bring her. So for me, it made me better because I just stayed home. And as I stayed home.
Because they're like, you can't come with both of them.
Because what you think they girl thinking? I can't help it.
Ah, that's a good conversation, AJ?
They would never bring us over.
Jay is like, yeah.
They would never, because it's like, you know how many have came to my house and broke up with their girl that they was with for years because they come to my house and see how I live? Like, listen, I don't pick out my clothes. I don't pick nothing out. I don't do nothing. All I do is wake up and do what a man is supposed to do, which is leave my house, make sure everybody's on point, mental is right, and go get that money. And when I get it, I don't stop at Magic City and Shroker's to spend it and then give them what I got left. I give them everything they want, and I keep what's left. Because you guys give me my dream every day. I don't think neither one of them wanted to be in this situation, but they chose it for me. They broke rules for me. So for that reason, I don't give a what they want. They can have whatever.
I have another question pertaining to that. Does it have to just be those two? Or are you allowed to?
Okay. We've never talked about this. I'll tell you this. My life is awesome. And when I've told women who I deal with about it, their eyes get bigger and more into it. And it's like, no, I want in. And I'm like, no. Because I don't want more. I personally don't.
Yeah. But on a sexual level, you do. You don't want to bring another one home, but you still want to sleep with other women that you've met, right?
No. Not, no, not. I'm tired of women. Oh. It's just too predictable. So, I got out the streets because also you're a public figure now. You know, like when I was hunting you, I liked it. You don't know, I'm going to f*** your head up. I'm about to get, you're going to be mine before. So, but when they hunting me, it's weird because I don't know what you're coming for because y'all wasn't coming 8 years ago. So when I'm out and about with my, like, I got females on my team and I've been out and about and it'll be time with women are staring at me and my partner, Chastity, she'll be like, Ray, if you was my, Ray, I wish you was my because I would have punched her in her face how she was looking at you. And I'm like, I don't care because I know she's not looking at people for the right reason.
Right.
And as a man, you got to remember, like, you are, like, I'm in the top 5% of what men are. So you got to remember that you got a lot to protect.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of assets.
So you're in Miami.
Yeah.
For the weekend.
I don't have nothing. I don't want nothing. I don't want to be around nothing.
You're not picking up any women this
Hell
weekend?
Hell no. I do not.
You're good.
Let me tell you another thing I found out. I don't want to get too TMI. But what I will tell you is that I can be a faithful man if I'm having a lot of sex at home. And I need to have sex like 7-8 times a day.
How do you have time to do anything?
You wake up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
you do 2 rounds, right? Before we even.
Every day?
I am.
Okay, wake up in the morning, like, do 2 rounds.
You know you like them wigs and them is up. You like, I gotta have that up, right? You know you like them diamonds. It's like, I like that. It's like, that's how I look at it. Like, uh-huh. I look at it like this. Before I tell you what I want, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give it to you. Now, do you care what I want after mm-hmm. I gave you everything you want?
Mm-hmm. So 2 rounds in a day.
2 rounds in a day.
Then 2 rounds at lunchtime.
Well, yeah, I'll reset my day.
Okay.
So, like, I might go to my, because I got a crib in the city. I might go there and just, like, you know, bust one out, 2-3. Like, that's what I start doing.
Not just with them.
Well, now, because I don't have nothing outside of that. Like,
But
when I did, it was like, it's Atlanta.
Okay, so this is not just with them. You also self-gratification, too.
I might tell my people, I got to go to the condo for a minute. They know what that means.
That you're going to the condo to be
bust a nut. I gotta get, like, hold on. You ever see, what's that movie? What's the movie like? What's the movie? Wolf of Wall Street. Remember he said, how many times you off a day? I don't know, once or twice. Now you gotta turn it up. When you got pressure on you, that releases and then you start over.
Within the same day.
I am the horniest man alive, my I wish I wasn't. I am, and I can't help it.
And now
because I'm public, it's like I just don't do it. It's like I remind myself that right after I do it, she gonna want something. And I don't wanna give nobody nothing right now.
Right.
I wanna keep investing in my company.
Right. Right.
That's really what it was. You know what it was? I found something that was mine. Mm-hmm. My company, mm-hmm. my pies. I'm so excited about that. Man, listen, let me tell you something. I'll tell you off record, I don't want to get too much in trouble. But listen, I've been around chicks. I've had 2 chicks in my bed, like literally, and I'm like talking to them about what I'm trying to do. And they naked. I'm like, I ain't thinking about sex. Like, I'm like, let me tell you what I'm doing. And mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, Ray, I'm changing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even want, I be needing them for research now. I don't even want to have sex with them. Plus, mm-hmm. you have raw sex at the house. Go home. I don't get why be in the streets with condoms on and then going home and you got raw sex at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you with rubbers on in the streets?
Speaking of raw.
Okay.
I just want to confirm that they are not allowed under any circumstances to sleep with any other men because they're getting everything they need from you, correct?
I would say this. See, I'm glad you brought that up. I believe that you should find someone that wants what you want. I believe you got to find something that matches, right? Usually we want him and you want him to be what you want him to be. And I want her and I need her to be what I want. But it's like, just find somebody that wants what you want. They like what I like. We like fly. We travel. I have to have sex. They know it. So they know it. Like, my life is awesome.
Okay, so they're not allowed to sleep with other men.
Why would you want to?
Okay, fair enough.
Because my thing is this, is the only time when a woman speaks like that, she's operating out of ego, which means she got to get out my life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because it's not natural for a woman to want to sleep with more than one man. It's like God didn't make it that way.
Uh-huh.
And it's a one fact. If I slept with 100 women, in one day, I can get all 100 pregnant. If one woman slept with 100 men, she only got pregnant by one.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like, I don't want to be with a woman that wants another man. Unless she wants another man, then I don't want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
If all you want is me, that's just going to work.
I wish I could argue with you, but I can't.
Because I really agree. It's just like,
and the people are going to know that I'm not a yes person. I don't go along with shit. So I have to really genuinely be in agreeance in order to say, I agree.
Yeah, because for me, it's like, give everybody what they want. Mm-hmm. Like, my thing is, when I sit down, what do you want? What's going to make you happy? Like, tell me what you want. Mm-hmm. And one, in my situation, one already had kids. Mm-hmm. So she was like, I'm okay on kids. And she had a situation. She was like, I was that, and he cheated. So I'd rather be with a I could at least have fun with. And I'm a fun I'm the most fun you'll probably be around. And we don't have to go nowhere. We're going to a lot. We're going to laugh a lot. We're going to eat good. We gonna go. It's just fun. I was like, why wouldn't you? And my thing is, if you only want another man because I got another woman, get out my life. Because I don't want to pay my bills because I'm paying yours.
It's not a fair playing field when it comes to men and women. That's just not the way it goes. Tell me, what broke you before it made you?
In what scenario? Well, the first thing pops in my head is my dad dying. My dad dying was the dash in my life because we had the same name. And when he died, he had my name, and I'm looking at, you know, seeing Raymond Daniels, and it's like, and, you know, so the story is really quick is, I was working at Delta, I was trying to be in music, September 11th happens, and, you know, the airlines go down, so Delta tells everybody, take your time off, don't come to work, if you want a year off, take it, five, but if we need you, we're gonna call you based on how much time you took. I took a year, I was scary, like, I'm like, let me take a year. 3 months later, they called me back to work. My father was alive at the time. He had HIV. So he was like, yo, just tell him you're taking care of me. You know, my father, we was hanging out every day. He's like, but he just died one day. And it was like, and when he died, Delta called me back to work. So, of course, I go back to work. Call your mom. I'm 22. Mom, what should I do? Go back to work. You're going to be making $70,000 a year. Boom, boom. You're going to be able to retire 20 years. I'm like, okay, let me go back to work. And then I'm at work. And I remember thinking to myself, man, if Bill Cosby was my father, you think my mother would be telling me to go work at Delta? My mother's only telling me what to do with my life because of who my father is. Your father was he had drug issues. He was in and out of jail. He had his issues. So you working at Delta is a step above him. So at that moment, I went into my boss's office and I quit. Because I was like, I'm going to live my life like my dad is out there. And it was like I walked with it. I held my head high, like, and the world changed for me. So you start realizing the world is our mirror. See, if you don't like the world, that's because you're showing the world something that they don't like. Mm-hmm. The world is our mirror. So when I started changing and people started treating me differently, it was like, oh, this shit works. So for me, it was like, you know, I got out of there. So anyway, my father dies. And then my father dies. That was like the moment where you look at yourself. Because when your father's alive, he's your hero. Mm-hmm. But when he dies, there's no more money. So there's no money. He was already broke. It was like, I'm mad like Bill Cosby was my dad. And now I live, it's funny because I live next door to one of the Cosby kids. Mm. It's my next door neighbor. So it's like the running joke. Like, damn, I actually manifested this shit.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. You call yourself a cultural referee. So tell me how you got that name.
Kasim Reed, Atlanta mayor.
Uh-huh.
So Shaka Zulu, shout out to Shaka Zulu. Shaka Zulu is one of my real friends, my brother. And he was like, I didn't get invited to the big rooms because I was always like, who I am. I'm not baby. You ain't gonna sit in the corner and not say nothing from Dirty Dancing. I ain't talking about babies.
I thought Cash Money. Cash Money.
No, like, you know, remember you said nobody puts baby in the corner? I'm not baby. You're not putting me in the corner. So Shaka would bring me in these rooms of these powerful tables, and you know, I would just ask questions. And Kasim was like, so I asked the question I asked at the time, and I don't want to go into it, but I was basically like, who do you think is the most powerful black man in America? Barack Obama or Jay-Z? And Kasim was like, Barack Obama. And I was like, I think it's Hov. And we started arguing, and he was like, I don't know if Jay-Z knows you, man, but he need a nigga like you on his side. You in here arguing like you know the man. And he was like, you're like a culture referee.
Mm.
I was like, yeah. So that's how I say it. So,
okay. Yeah. That's dope. That's
the Atlanta
dope.
Mayor gave it to me. The only, not going to say the only mayor that matters, but if you in Atlanta and you a power player, you better have Kasim Reed's number in your phone. Because he what's the name? Slutty Vegan, all these companies that raise. Kasim Reed is who they go to.
Got he the man. It. He so makes he gave it happen.
Yeah, oh, he's the man. He got a whole room at the Four Seasons that you go sit. He's like the king. You sit at his table. You go in the big empty room and there's just one table in there. You sit at them and you're like, Kasim, this is what I want. I'm like, I'm going to make it happen. I call you. Like, he's the boss. So I got to give him that.
I like it. Tell me one lie that the music industry sells that people still believe.
You need labels. You need. No. You need them.
The labels that you mean.
I don't want to say the labels because them can be a who was in the game that's making you, like, I don't want artists feeling like you can't do it without me. But
they still need a team.
Yeah, but, I mean, how many artists is winning without me right now? How many artists is winning without them? So for me, it's like...
But they still need a team.
Yeah, but your team could be your mama.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're dedicated to the job. Right, that's what I mean. Like, the music industry will make you feel like...
You need a music professional.
Like, I remember coming up, like, you know, trying to be in a business, man. I'm broke as f***. It's hard. And I would walk in the room with my artists. And I just want to say something. These it's some before me who want to block a young from feeding his family. Mm-hmm. And you know what to block me? I had to find out because I'm handsome. And they knew I would take their and I wasn't even thinking about this. Like, I had so much outside, I never touched none in the music industry. I would charm them and then go home and it was like, I didn't know they was y'all all the whole music industry is they all, and I was like, oh, and I wasn't. I remember the first time somebody in the music industry, I swear to God, Rod, this motherfucker walked up on me, this woman walked up on me and be like, and we was friends, you know, she would ask me like, you know, I fly to town, like, well, you want, let me cook you dinner. I'm like, man, that's nice. I'm in the sun, cook me dinner. And then she walked up to me and was like, when are we? I'm like, No, I don't. No, you need to understand. I'm like, that's how it goes. So for me.
What did she look like?
I don't want to say.
Yeah.
But she was a black woman and she was beautiful.
Oh, she was attractive.
But she was very powerful. And I was, my career was almost destroyed by a powerful woman I was working with. So I don't go down that route no more. Because a chick will try, I don't want to hurt nobody. Chicks will try to hurt you because they know you got it. Mm-hmm. When it's in you, they'll try to make the world not see
you. It's good that despite you being a person that is very, very sexual, you still have boundaries.
Absolutely.
That's another thing, too, because people who are just driven by sex and just love sex so much, sometimes the lines get blurred and they make poor decisions. So it's great that you, despite being a, you know, sexual person and all that, you still can see clear and get the whole picture. So I want to know something about this word legend. I have a personal opinion about it. I want to know what your thoughts on it. Do you feel the word legend is being used too loosely and people are being called legends that maybe don't deserve the title? Or do you feel like it's typically fitting?
I think that it's only missing one thing. Two words at the end. To me.
Who?
To me.
Okay.
He is a legend to me.
Okay.
Right? Like, because the legend just means people know you, right? So, right, I'm really from the Bronx. The only reason why I say I'm from Atlanta the way I do is because you don't walk in College Park and say my name and they don't say we know him. He a legend where we from. If you go to Passing Project and say my name, they're going to be like, who? We don't know that. Who is he? So it's like, why would I claim a place that's not going to claim me back? Mm. Atlanta claims me, so I claim them.
Mm. Very interesting. Very interesting. My perspective on that is that you, to me, when I was growing up, first of all, I'm from New York and I'm from the Bronx.
What part?
And I know you're from the Bronx. Two parts. Webster, 169.
I'm from West Avenue, too.
Really?
868 West Avenue.
169 between Fulton and 3rd. You know the tall Fulton Terrace, that tall building
yes.
that's right there?
Yeah.
We kind of beef with you guys.
Well, okay.
Like
so
down the end of the hill.
My grandmother lived in Webster. So I lived in Webster till I was like 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to Patterson with my mother and my father. So, mm-hmm. but I was in Webster every day and Patterson every day. So
okay.
yeah, it's crazy.
But so I left there when I was very little. So like 5 or 6 years old. Like 5 or 6 yeah. years old. And then I also lived in Co-op City in section 1.
Yeah, of course I love Co-op City.
Yeah.
Those are the two-parent households. You had a good mother father in your
yes.
life.
They're still together to today.
I can tell. So Co-op City, that's the good people over yeah. there. I wish I had a girl from Co-op City back then.